Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We thank you for joining
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and this is Dr. Renee Sunday. I had my system saying my name over and over. I know you guys enjoyed that. But, you know, it is good to be able to walk things out. You know, sometimes the sister want to say your name over and over. But, you know, that's a good name I have, Dr. Renee Sunday. It rhymes, you know that. But today, we actually have an awesome person in the house. But look, you know, I always have to start off with something. I know some people have been through things today. You may determine that it's good or it's bad. But the most important thing we need to realize is we have to have the right attitude regardless of what goes on in our life. A good friend of mine said that we should not put it in the category of was it good or was it bad, was it turbulent, was it smooth, was it a little pebble, was it a big pebble on the beach. The thing is, it's our attitude of how we go through things. Okay, and how, whatever we go through, we need to realize that we actually can help somebody else with the information that we get. You know, never be selfish. Oh, Lord, that's a whole show itself. Don't be selfish and think that things that's happening in your life is for you. No, if you didn't know, this is a light bulb experience for you to know that it's not all about you. Everybody has a piece of the pie, if you will. Everybody have their own purpose. You know, I talk about that all the time. You know, I'm a passion and purpose coach. Everybody have their purpose in life. Everybody have their calling in life. And if you go through something that you deem as turbulent, something that was negative, okay, we need to learn from that. But, okay, we need to learn also when it's positive. We have an awesome young man here with us today. His name is Clifton McKnight. And this just goes right along, you know, with his book. If you can't calm the waters, guess what? We need to learn to ride the waves, how to succeed in turbulent times. Okay? Now, you know the economy is doing what it's want to do. But, you know, you need to realize, you know what I'm going to say, that we need to lean and depend on our Heavenly Father. Okay? Regardless of what we're going through, we need to do that. But let's just do a little housekeeping. You know, this is Good Deeds, and our mission and our purpose is to what? To promote and showcase others. And, you know, I always put, you know, emphasis on that word, others. We need to promote and showcase others, their passion, their purpose, their dreams, their vision. Because what? We are all our brothers and sisters' keeper. And the thing is, you know, we're not doing it to get something back. We need to do things because that's the right thing, that we are to help each other. And we need to hold hands just like we used to do in kindergarten and help each other out. If you get a boo-boo, I need to help you with your boo-boo, okay? But anyway, not to delay the awesomeness that we're going to actually experience tonight. You know, when you get two media personalities together, you know we're going to have a good time. You know, you know, it's predestined for him to be here tonight. He's a media personality, best-selling author, you know, in the name of Jesus. We already claimed it, so it's already done. But he's an awesome man that when you hear the passion in his voice, you know you better just sit on the edge of your seat and listen and take these awesome notes. But Clifton McKnight, are you in the house?
I am in the house, and boy, you know how to get a guy riled up. I was already ready. Now you got me pumped up and ready to go. God bless you. Thank you, and hello to your magnificent audience.
Wow, wow, wow. Woo-hoo! They texting me already. Who is this man? We need to get him to speak an eye a bit. Okay, hold on. He going to give you that information. But, you know, we always start the show. We want you, Clifton, and wherever you want to go with this, but tell us about the awesome things that's going on in your life. Tell us, I mean, what makes you smile.
I didn't hear the last word, but I liked where you were going. I can just say that I have been highly blessed, heavily blessed. by having both my challenges and my blessings to feed me, to fuel me along my journey, to assist me in learning and understanding my strengths, the areas that need development, and the person, the purpose, the passion, and the peace that I am to bring to this world and that comes to me from the world. I can tell you without a doubt that you have been blessing others through your various media, including me. I listen to your call at every opportunity. I am checking you out on the on Good Deeds. I read your blogs and your Facebook posts, and I tell you, we are mirroring one another. I have the very same things going. You know, I have QS Motivisions Leverage Me Too on Blog Talk Radio. I have started the book, group on Facebook, Joyfully Getting From Here to There. Joyfully Getting From Here to There, to help those of like minds to come together and be an inspiration and an informational resource to one another so that we can all get where we want to go in a joyful, praiseworthy manner. You know about my book. You're featuring my book. I want to thank you for that. If you can't calm the waters, learn to ride the waves has a Facebook page of the same name. I encourage everyone to get whatever they can from it. I have excerpts. I have timely quotes. And if that is something that feels good for you, you'll love Clifton McKnight Motivision. That's motivation and vision squeezed together, M-O-T-I, as in motivation, and vision, M-O-T-I, vision, V-I-S-I-O-N. Clifton McKnight Motivision, I started before I did the book page, and it was designed where you would have quotes from some of my workshops, keynote addresses, my thoughts, my sayings, just things to help you to add to your day. In addition to mine, I find different resources around the Internet, and I will simply link them and associate them just to help you to make your day. I have a little saying that I use, Renee, and it's basically, come and get the gift of a lift. And I have a blog on a WordPress blog, Clifton McKnight at WordPress. And for students, people who are attempting to complete their education, whether it be high school, college, graduate school, or some other type of traditional or non-traditional education, I have a blogspot, Professor McKnight at blogspot.com. That kind of gives you a sum. I have a webpage, motivision.net. That's motivision.net, available also for your inspiration. Lastly, on YouTube, it's either Clifton McKnight, I believe it might be Leverage Me Too on YouTube, where I offer brief strategies to assist us all in releasing, you know, unnecessary, unwanted weight, or reaching the goals that we aspire to, doing the things that will move us from the neck to the next level. That's a little bit much, but that's about what I'm doing. And it all stems from one last thing that I will share. January of 2014, I had to repeat a resolution, a goal that I set January of 2013. And that was to be a positive influence in the lives of 500,900 people. Crazy thing, an audacious goal, encouraged to me by Jack Canfield, who author of Chicken Soup for the Soul. He said, find an audacious goal and go after it. Well, I went after it in 2013, and I had no way of measuring. I'm sure I did well. I doubt I did more than 100,000, probably not more than 50,000. So this time I endeavored to try to log it using all the resources that I mentioned to you before, this Facebook, YouTube, and others. So that's it in a nutshell.
Wow, that's powerful. You the man to know, because you want to get us motivated, and then we got to walk it out. We can, like I always say, but you know, this is what all of us have been through, obstacles, trials, things that we think that's not a good thing, especially when we're going through it. But just talk about, I mean, this awesome book you have. I mean, we need to know how to be calm when we're going through a situation. You know, my pastor, Pastor Clef O'Dowa, always says, when something comes, you need to get to the point that you don't even twitch. Your eyes don't even twitch when something goes on, because you know you are wonderfully, uniquely made. So if it comes to you, we know we can handle it. But we got to get that in our minds. So tell us how we can do that, because we don't, I mean, we don't tell you, you know, we got to get your book, of course. But tell us.
Sure, sure. Well, I'll tell you what. The blessing, the true blessing of creating this book came as a result of a conversation with a very good man, a young man who I considered a genius back decades ago. And he talked to me and said, Cliff, write a book, you know, and make a folder, call it bestseller. Just begin to treat your subconscious now. Begin to get started in that process. And so I did, and years and years and years came by, and I'd write here and there, and I'd put it in the folder. I'd write here and there and put it in the folder. And I'd long lost that folder years later. But what happened was, from what I did maintain and what I did contain, I was working too hard to try to be everything to everybody. That's impossible. That's just not how it works. And the beauty of it is as I was working to do that, I was making it too lukewarm. I was trying to not appease, not to, you know, offend anyone and make sure I do this. Well, along the trail of doing this, I had the privilege of meeting some very inspiring people or using people in my own life who have inspired me, and I asked them if they would be willing to share their stories in If You Can Calm the Waters, Learn to Ride the Waves. So I interviewed them, shared the essence of their messages, actually even quoted them quite literally in their stories. And these were people who have had very, very traumatic life experiences and how they made it. Sometimes, you know, riding the waves, we take in a little bit of water and we choke a little bit. But when you fall down to your knees, that's a wonderful place to be because you can say a few prayers. And Calm the Waters, Ride the Waves will offer strategies and resources, and most of all, asking us all to do what we have been told to do anyway. Biblically, it is very straightforward. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. But when you are in the midst of it, we forget it. In the midst of struggle, in the midst of stress and strife, we forget the things that get us to where we have gotten to where we are today, and we fall into stress. Well, the book reminds you in a variety of ways to start by, you know, being clear, being still. You know, sometimes everybody's saying don't just stand there, do something. Well, sometimes you got to say don't just do something, stand there. And get quiet, get at peace, find your space where you are closest with God, and turn it over. Turn it over. Chapter 5, I say people, prayer, and perspective are the keys for, you know, getting past that tsunami. And, you know, when we talk about a tsunami, Renee, we're talking about, you know, that thing that can really knock us off our feet and maybe create that destacle, that circumstance that's just hard to even see a comeback for. And so we fill the book up with that. I've got great people, Michael Thomas, Suni Zabelda, Maureen Edwards, you know, Mark Holland, Reverend Mark Holland. I mean, just got a great Elliot Marbury. These are people whose names, if you don't know them now, you will know them soon, because they just are, you know, just instrumental and powerful souls. So Dr. Mary McKnight Taylor is my mom. I call her Dr. Mom. She's probably listening in on the call as we speak. She's just everywhere I am, just being a great support. But, you know, I watched her thrive. I watched her struggle. And that's helped to motivate me. Now, I'm not giving you much time to talk here, but please permit me to just add this. Along my journey.
Oh, no. People know my style is I really, what I like to do is give my guests because this is really, you know, they say interview, but really we having a conversation and you actually helping people to get through what they going through. And I said this today to somebody, the best ministry you can have is the ministry of silence. Because a
wow.
lot of times we're talking too much, and we not letting the people say that golden nugget, that thing that actually will help somebody. I mean, it can even help somebody from, they may want to be thinking about hurting themselves. By you being silent and letting other people talk, I've learned that, and I was very grateful I learned that before I actually got into media. Because, you know, in my field in anesthesia, people coming in there, they haven't had nothing to eat. They worrying if they got cancer. They worrying if this is whatever is happening. And I became a very good listener. So when I'm bridged over to media, it actually has been amazing results with that. So, Clifton, no, you're doing an awesome job. But, you know, the thing when you're going, like you said so wonderfully, when you in the fire, if you will, when you in the lion's den, when you in the jaws of the shark or something like that, when you in the fire, something's going on.
Yes, and when it's dark, it's just, you know, it may not feel from it, but, you know, I've been privileged. I've been privileged to have had some challenges that really did knock the wind out of me, and really did make me reevaluate and reassess, and make the shift that God has been wanting me to make. And that sometimes our blessings come when we get a 2x4 blindsided up against the head. Didn't expect it. Don't know how it turned out. It just came to you. Wop wop. And you know what? We can use that when you have, you know. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Again, the closer we get and the greater our spiritual connection, then I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We are blessed to have the worst of circumstances to work in our favor when we stop, when we pause and take the time to get with our Maker. Be with him. Understand that you have already been given the blessing and the power. Before they call, I will answer, it is written. Even before you know what you need, it's already on its way. And sometimes we have to get that sucker punch, that unintended, unanticipated blow, to help us, to wake us up from that, you know, we walk day to day like, you know, we're going to live forever, and we have a purpose here. We have a purpose in life, and wake up to it and make each day count. If you can, pray for direction, and of course you can. Prayer, again, in that just one portion of the book I talk about, prayer, people, and perspective. If you're looking for a lifeboat, if you're looking for inspiration, recognize the resources are all around you and the greatest resources within you. And when you tap into those tools, your resourcefulness will grow. If you go to joyfully getting from here to there, you will note I talk about resourcefulness. If you look at every chapter of my book, at the end of each chapter, there is the letter R and star for resources or references. I am clear that in the 21st century, all of us who have access to these great tools, books, and internet, and I'll tell you what, the library gives you both, then you can build, you can create. If your spiritual life is there, if it's not there, you can get it there through people, prayer, and perspective. So, without a doubt, when you're under duress and you need to get rid of that stress, there are resources and there are strategies, some of which people use all the time, but when they're in duress, they forget. I have over 101 listed that came out of mental health program out of San Antonio that was borrowed and utilized from the mental health in Rockville, Maryland. I've included that. There are other resources, just so much there that individual can do today You can go on Facebook and have a lot of fun and tell your business and look into other people's business, or you can use it as a resource to help you to build your life purpose. You can go to LinkedIn. You can go on YouTube. Yeah, you can find everything that's wrong with life or every joke that's there, but you can also find how to get your perhaps your career on track, how to find that interview, how to build a house, how to do whatever it is you intend to do, what you think is here for your purpose. Find it, look for it, connect with Dr. Renee Sunday, connect some more, connect with other people of like mind and find your passion and purpose, and do not stray. Do not look to the right or to the left. Keep it moving. That's what I would say. And when you get sucker punched, after the pain, because it's going to hurt you, after you got to lift up your arms to catch your breath, you got to do that, then look up and thank God that you are still breathing, that you are still able to get up, that you're still able to step forward, whether it be metaphorically or physically, and then step boldly into your purpose, step boldly into the promise, and claim your victory.
That you just say, ooh, that's just powerful. I mean, because the thing is, a lot of times we make a mistake, like you just said so wonderfully, that we're not hanging around the right people. I think T.D. Jakes said this, when you actually going up the level in regards of your next anointing, your next level to your purpose, some of the people you started with is not the people you're going to end up being with. Not saying that you're better than them. Some people end up thinking that, and that's not true. It's because a lot of times before you actually go to the next level, you need to be by yourself with oneness with God, and meditation and prayer and fasting. But another reason is if they don't have the same like mind, you got to get around people that has the same like mind that's going to actually push you into your purpose, propel you into your purpose, because they may say, oh, you can't do that. You know how we used to do.
Absolutely.
You can't do that. You don't have the money. But no, you have to walk. I always say the three things. Believe. You got to believe in God. You got to believe in yourself. That, like you said, so great. The thing that's already inside you that you need to do. And then we got to trust it. We got to trust the process because, you know, you're not going to get it in one day. You're not going to have all this money in one day. And the thing is, you should be glad you don't have it in one day, because then what? You're going to think you did it with self-righteousness, and that's not the way to be. You have to give all the glory and honor to him. But then we got to walk it out. Like you said, we got to be able to help other people. When you have walk in your purpose, just don't be happy there. Be help other people to get to that. So, oh, my God, the things that you're telling us is so amazing. But, you know, you have, and this is somebody just chimed in and said that McKnight has a wonderful, wonderful voice. Do you actually do, and they wanted me to ask, I know the answer, but I'm going to, do you do speaking engagements? If you do, what topics do you cover?
Well, thank you for asking, and of course the answer is yes, I do. I'm called to do keynote speaking events. I'm called to do workshops and trainings. My topics include everything from leadership to transformation. I have been engaged in doing series of workshops for individuals who want to take themselves from one stage to the other. I've done diversity, a human diversity, not just cultural diversity, but the whole human diversity conversation. And the biggest, not the biggest, but I'll say the most inspiring for me of late is what I'm working on with my mother and my daughter. I have a daughter, Chelsea McKnight, who wrote a children's book called Milton's Buttons, and she illustrated it as well. And her skill and her art and her talent came through me. It didn't come as a result of me, but it came through me from my mother, Dr. Mary McKnight Taylor, who, you know, there's nothing like a mother's love to some, certainly to me. And I can tell you that I watched her struggle and stress, and she would take before there was a such thing as green and recycling, she would take something and find a way to reuse it so well. She would have art classes in camp and pass that on to me, teach me how to do that, and just had that artistic flair that she used to keep us afloat because we didn't have the means otherwise. But invariably, both my daughters are gifted. My oldest daughter, Courtney, is in photography, and she's beginning to find herself there. Actually, she's in marketing, but she's got a real passion for photography. And I would like to encourage the entire country, and I think we may be behind. Other places in the world may already be ahead of us in this, that we connect with our elders while they are still with us and get the benefit of their wisdom and life experience. You don't get to 80 and 90 and 100 years old by accident. You have to do some good things, some right things. We can learn from them. We need to learn from our ancestors. I am guilty of not having appreciation for history until the latter years, and that's when things started happening better for me, when I realized the history. You see, history will tell you that Jesus really did walk the earth. History will help you to see with more clarity that there are, in these world religions, there is a common truth, a common thread, and that we don't need to focus on divisiveness. We need to focus on building bridges instead of walls. Do that not only in your mind, but do it in your life and in your profession, and you will find yourself wildly successful even before the money comes. I have so much joy and wealth because of people like you being in my company. There's so much joy and wealth when, after just, you know, extending yourself to someone else, you find they just sneak a blessing your way out of the blue from nowhere. And sometimes you don't get it from the person you give it to, but just you pass it on. Get it out. Just be a conduit for it. Invariably, it will come back to you. Invariably. So I am available. You get information about me on motivision.net, on the various Facebook pages, on LinkedIn. And I would be privileged to have the pleasure to speak to an audience of people who are looking to make the world better.
Ooh-wee. So you got a taste there, sweetie, of the awesome things he does when he actually get on platform. He like I always say, he don't stop. He get it, okay?
Anyway, that's your saying. I'm going to do better. The next question, I'm going to limit it to 15, 20 seconds.
No, you did wonderful. No, I totally appreciate it. Now, someone actually said, well, I don't know what their purpose is. And can you chime in a little bit and let us know, just briefly, because, look, time is gone already. But this person says, how, just one or two things, how can I actually find out what my purpose is?
Beautiful. Two quick things, okay? And then the first one, you want to skip over and go to the second one, but don't skip the first one. The first one, as I say, don't just do something, stand there. I want you to get quiet, and I want you to head to your maker, and I want you to ask, God, what is it that you put me here to do? Ask fully clear that you're going to get a response. And the response may be so obvious and it hit you so suddenly. It's like, wow, why didn't I think about that all the time? So the first thing is to stop and to pray and to request. If you're not into prayer, if that doesn't resonate, you can call it meditation if you want, but you can think on those things. But I'm going to ask you to pray. I'm going to ask you to ask. The second thing is really to write down a list of 10 things that you would do if you did not have to work. You don't have a job anymore. You have the wealth you need. Money is no longer a need for you. What would you do if you didn't have to work? And you can write down as many things as you want. And then I want you to go and ask yourself, what would I do if I knew I couldn't possibly fail? What would I do if I knew I couldn't possibly fail? I'd have some setbacks. I'd have disappointments. I might hurt a little bit. But in the end, I would be victorious. I would be able to accomplish said task, whatever it is, however crazy. You want to play pro sports or play the violin better than anybody in the world and you think now it's too late to learn, whatever, put it down. You don't want to filter it out. You just want to get it all down. So we have pray. We have what would I do if I didn't have to work anymore? What would I do if I couldn't possibly fail? Now, I have three or four others that I could add that time may not permit, but I will say when you put them all together, you look for the common threads. And then if you see the same thing in each of these areas, then you've come onto something that will assist you in moving forward, and that will tell you that that's a direction you want to move to. How's that?
Woo-wee, you know that's you know, okay, you know you got the answer to that question. That's on it. That's on it. But you know how transparent I am. In my case, you know, I was in prayer, and I said, Lord, I want to impact the world. I want to help people. You know, I always thought my purpose, and people know my story, that my purpose was anesthesia. But you know, in one day, I went from six figures to zero. In one day. And God has really, he's overwhelmed me. I mean, media, author, publisher, I mean, motivation, so many things, you know, passion, purpose, coach, you guys know what I do. But the point, I'm not boasting, the point is that I want to add to what Clifton wonderfully said. You write it down, make it plain, and then you got to be boldly, and Clifton said that so wonderfully before, boldly walk into your purpose. And God will send the right people, because you're not going to sit down on your purpose. I'm telling you that. She's going to send the right people that you can walk it out. But the three things I always say, people say it's a cliche. No, it's true. This is what I'm doing. I'm believing, I'm trusting, and I'm walking out. But Clifton, please, before we leave here, give us your contact information again.
Okay, that's on Facebook, www.motivision.net, MOTIVISION. If you sign up on there, all you really need is name, phone, and email address, or just name and email and get on my list. I'll be happy to follow through with you. Phone number, 301-694-7117. That's 694-7117, area code 301. And I'm on LinkedIn. I'm probably on Facebook three times, but you look for the one holding the book is the one that I visit most. Clifton McKnight Motivision is the reach-out page. And if you can't calm the waters, learn to ride the waves is also available on Facebook. Also, please do look up my daughter. Look up Milton's Buttons. It's also on Facebook. And find some of Renee and I. We have had the privilege of interacting with others. You'll probably have Melanie Inspires, Thomas and Shanzi Witcher, Joey Jones. You'll probably have these folks on. Barbara Talley is someone you've got to meet. And I'm mentioning these folks, Dr. Renee Sunday, because as we build, you haven't met Mark Holland and George Jefferson and Elliot Marbury yet, but you will if you continue your journey, because these are human beings. These are people who are really out there to make a difference and to make a change. Mike Thomas, it just goes on and on and on, and I just cannot encourage you. And have some fun. Look at Morgan Mangana. I'm sorry, I'm carried away. God bless you. There's the answer to your question.
You're fine. But thank you
my
so
goodness.
Much, Clifton McKnight, for hanging out here with Good Deeds. And you know how I am. If you need us for anything, please contact us.
I look very much forward to you. Thank you for the great work you're doing. You are touching lives, and I really appreciate your willingness to give so much of yourself through your conference calls, and then next thing you know, you got your radio and TV and your workshops, your coaching and such. And my goodness, it's like, what? How do you do it? And I know the answer when I ask, but continuing to stay plugged in. But God bless you for all you do.
Oh, wow. And you as well. I always say more to come. But, you know, you guys know what the answer is. It's all about God. He brings the right people that actually, oh, my God, they are so generous. They say, oh, you got so much energy. Let's get me some.
Yes. Did we get cut off?
That was kind of stuff. So you know how to contact us. But again, thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. And this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you again.